When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And welcome here to another edition of Recruit Spotlight on Husker Online. Sean Callahan, Steve Sipple, and as always, Recruit Spotlight brought to you by our proud sponsors, Tanner's Sports Bar and Grill, Tavern 180 here in Lincoln, 30th and Yankee Hill Road. They've brought us these exclusive interviews, Sip, now for over the last year.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
And we've got another big one here. We've kind of been on a recruit spotlight break over the last few months, but with spring ball starting, we got a good one here in studio today. Let's welcome into Recruit Spotlight the number one ranked linebacker on the entire West Coast, number one linebacker in the state of California, Noel McHale, top 100 player on three on all four recruiting services, joining us here on Recruit Spotlight as he is in town making his unofficial visit to Nebraska this week. Noah, welcome to Nebraska. Welcome to Recruit Spotlight.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. You know, it's great to be here and great to, you know, get on this show and talk a little bit with you guys.
Appreciate that.
Well, let's get into it because you have been recruited heavily since your freshman year of high school. And obviously you've got the ranking, the offers. You can go anywhere you want in the country. How have you gone about it? Because you've gotten offers so early. You've been on a lot of trips. I mean, give our viewers and listeners an idea of just the number of recruiting trips and opportunities you've been able to already have as you head into your senior year of high school.
Yeah. So, throughout the journey of obviously the past 3 years, I've been around quite a bit. I'd probably say I've taken about 30 to 40, unofficial visits to different, colleges. And really a lot of that's either sparked from 7-on-7 or just, my parents being able to provide travel, which has been good. It's been, you know, real good to see new places, new things, and really get a feel for what I really like. So
we're joined by Noah Kareem McHale. You've done a lot of visits. The recruiting process has been, wow, I mean, it's been something else. What do you enjoy about the recruiting process? Do you enjoy the recruiting process? And if so, what do you enjoy most?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things that come out of the recruiting process. And the thing I enjoy the most about it is probably the relationships I get to build. You know, you're always meeting new people, new faces, and everywhere you go, you're going to find someone with a piece of wisdom. So I think it's just taking a piece of that from wherever you go and just building that up.
We're here with Noah McHale. You know, when you talk about your recruiting process and how things kind of ramped up, what was the moment when it happened where you're like, wow, things are going to get real very quickly as teams and offers started coming in?
Yeah. So, my first offer was, my fifth game of my freshman season. We had a few schools out to our game, obviously for a few seniors on the team. One including my brother, and I played a very good game that game. I had two touchdowns, a couple tackles. So I got offered from Nevada. And then about 2 days later, I got offered from UNLV. So those were my first two. Then, you know, went through a little dead period for a little bit. And then it really started to pick up in the summertime. My freshman going into sophomore year, I picked up about 12 to 15 offers. And that's when it really started to roll.
As it stands now, Noah, are you being recruited? You're being recruited as a linebacker.
I am.
Inside or outside or both? Does it matter?
Right now I think I'm mainly being recruited as an inside linebacker. That's okay. What I'm playing, at the, you know, high school right now, and mainly the position coach that I'm getting recruited by.
Noah, give us an idea what the months of March and April have looked like for you. Cause what we've learned the last couple of years, particularly with the way the early signing day and things have changed in recruiting, these are wild months. I mean, it's not uncommon for guys like you to take 8 or 9 trips in March and April. What does your March and April look like for you?
Yeah, so obviously March and April, it's springtime, so a lot of teams are getting their spring ball. And obviously there's a lot of coaching changes that happen with that too. So I think obviously my whole March was booked up with a bunch of spring visits, getting out to a few places, and then mainly the start of April, I have a few visits lined up just to, you know, really see whether it's new coaching staffs, or really just seeing the way people coach in the springtime. So
we're talking to you on a Monday night. You'll be here tomorrow. Will you attend Nebraska's practice tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll be there at practice tomorrow.
And you've gone to practices at other schools, obviously. When you go to these practices, Noah, as you measure a program, what are you looking for? Are there any certain elements of these practices?
Yeah, so obviously the big part of practice is the coaching piece. Seeing how the coach really is, they can, you know, there's a lot of things they can tell you regardless of the program, but how they are, obviously, in the meetings before practice and in that practice is how they're going to be with you every day. So I think just seeing the everyday life and how these coaches really act is a big piece of it, and how they really coach and teach.
And Noah, you came here with your mom and your dad. You're here for 2 full days at Nebraska. What drew you guys out here? Because obviously you've been everywhere. I mean, we talked about it off air. Any power blue blood program in America, you've pretty much been to at this point. What led you to take this trip to Nebraska?
Yeah, so Coach Tony White, he had been out to see me about 4 or 5 times since my sophomore year. So he's been out, you know, every period there's time to where college coaches can come out to your school. He's been there. So kind of it was like I have to make really love the coaching staff, just what they're doing here. They're building something special, and you know, Coach White had been building that relationship and seen me a lot. So
you are in the early stages of your trip to Lincoln. What are your any takeaways so far from what you've seen so far in Lincoln and Omaha?
Yeah, so obviously got to see a lot of what they're doing outside of football today. But you know, they're trying to build something great here, and you could definitely see that by the type of people they've brought in and the type of help they've brought in on that standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
You've seen facilities everywhere. Nebraska just opened their new weight room, the new locker room, and they've got other things almost done, like the training table and the academic piece of it. What are your impressions from what you've seen at Nebraska in terms of facilities?
Yeah, I think the facilities are at Nebraska are, you know, top tier. They can compete with you know, almost any facility in the country, especially with the new things they got going on.
So 3 trips to Alabama, you've been, I think, to Ohio. Well, you've been everywhere. So it indicates to me that you're willing to play far from home. I mean, is that how do your parents feel about? How's your family feel about? How do you feel about playing far from home?
Yeah, I think obviously there's things that matter more to me and my family than being far away from home. And they obviously support me, and we're kind of on the same page when it comes to things that really matter for me. Mm-hmm. And you know, obviously my decisions. So I think far away from home has never really been like a deciding factor or make or break for a school.
Okay.
We're joined here by Noah McHale, the top linebacker in the state of California, one of the top linebackers in the country, on Recruit Spotlight. Once again, Recruit Spotlight brought to you by Tanner's Sports Bar and Grill, Tavern 180 in Lincoln, our proud presenting sponsors of this exclusive content on the Husker Online channel. Noah, when you look at recruiting and just the landscape now with the West Coast, UCLA, USC, Oregon, Washington are now in the Big Ten. Cal, Stanford, teams like that are going to be in the ACC. How much has just your world of football that you knew growing up changed with some of these conference moves, and how have you seen it not only affect kind of how you look at recruiting, but maybe guys that you grew up with that looked at the recruiting landscape one way before all this happened?
Yeah, the recruiting landscape has definitely changed a lot since obviously I was younger. You know, you had the Pac-12 slowly dwindle after a great year. And I think that's led a lot of teams, obviously the top teams in that conference, to need that competitive equity and play in the Big Ten, which is, you know, one of the best top two conferences in football or in, you know, sports. So I would say that has changed quite a bit. And obviously the competitive piece of it, I kind of like, because now obviously East Coast, West Coast, doesn't matter. You guys are playing in league now, in conference. It's you don't have to wait till the championship or if a team doesn't make it. So I think I kind of like that piece of it.
When are you thinking on a decision? What's your timeline like?
Yeah, so I'm thinking sometime in the summer.
Okay, so not too far away.
Yeah, not too far.
Have you put out like a top schools list yet at this point? Or are you a guy that gets into that? We see kids get into doing a top 10, top 5, whatever the number is. Have you gone about doing that, or is that something that you're not interested in doing?
Yeah, I mean, right now I've kept everything really open. We'll see how everything you know, kind of catches up after these spring visits, and see if I'm, you know, up to either just keeping it open or really narrowing that down.
And then as far as official visits go, are you going to do a round of officials? Is that kind of the schools that you really like? Are you going to come circle back and do kind of a round of official visits?
Yeah, and I'll have all that stuff by like mid-April.
Mid-April. Okay, I read in the LA Times you're a straight. Are you still straight A student? Do you still have a 4.0?
I do have a 4.0.
How important that is that to you?
Oh, grades are. That's everything. I mean, in my family, that's been everything. I've grown up with my two parents. They've always been on me about, you know, you got to keep your grades up. You student athlete. A student comes first too. So. It's always been big, and it really just takes you farther as an athlete when you have the student part of it. So
What's next for you? What's your next visit after Nebraska?
I'll be at Notre Dame on Wednesday.
So are you just going from A to B to C?
Yeah. So I'll go to Notre Dame and then I'll go home after that. So,
okay.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Well, Noah, it's been a pleasure to sit down with you, get a chance to talk to you here on your trip at Nebraska. Looking forward to following your recruiting process here over the coming months.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thanks again to linebacker Noah McKell for joining us here on Recruit Spotlight. Once again, Recruit Spotlight brought to you by Tanner Sports Bar and Grill, Tavern 180 in Lincoln, 30th and Yankee Hill Road. For Steve Sipple, I'm Sean Callahan signing off here for another edition of Recruit Spotlight.